Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A quick rant of truth, a dose of reality on poly markets, based on a Wall Street Journal analysis of the profitability of poly market accounts. Too long didn't listen as 0.1% of the accounts account for 2/3 of the profits. Okay, so that should be your dose of reality. And I'll go into it more. But because of this, 0.1% of the accounts account for 2/3 of the profitability, and less than 1/3 account for the rest of the profitability. Therefore, over 2/3 are not profitable. Take this as entertainment, like you would if you were in control with your sports betting. You just say, okay, I have an entertainment budget. Not including restaurants, and entertainment budget is $400 a month. Okay, some part of that is my gambling, which just helps. It's more interesting. It's like I get to watch it. I have more interest in the in what's happening with, if it's your sports betting. It gives a little skin in the game, more interest in the various games. And so you go, my $400, I go $150 will be sports betting. I'm sorry. Let's just say there's that, but this is like that. And then you go, my poly, that's going to take up some of it now. I'm going to do no more than 120 poly market betting per month. And I will keep that. And as long as I'm up over 120, or I'm not down 120, you know, each month, I'll keep going. And I can keep going, but as soon as I'm down 120, it's over. Okay, so this is based on a Wall Street Journal article called, give me a second, Why Almost Everyone Loses Except a Few Sharks on Poly on Prediction Markets. Just 0.1% of accounts on poly market take home 67% of the profits. So I'm going to explain this math so I can make a more stark calculation. Explain this graphic that they have, because it's a really good graphic. It's rows of person icons. So this looks like person. Each one represents 1,000 accounts are in different colors based on another indication, profitability or not. And there are 1,600 of these person icons in rows of 50. Up the top upper left with an arrow and a label saying accounts earning 67% of the profits are one and a half of these icons. Each one represents 1,000 accounts. So we're talking about $1,600,000. 600,000 accounts in this representation. But one and a half of these 1,600 icons are dark blue, meaning accounts earning 67% of the profits. And then we have some light blue up top, and those are remaining 33% of profits. And then the last ones are unprofitable accounts marked in orange. And if we look at these quantities, we get to the last of the light blue at 492.5 accounts out of the 1,600. Thus, where we get to under 1/3 of the accounts are even profitable, like even make a cent a month or a cent per measurement period, right? Because 1,600, 1/3 of that would be 533. This is only 492. So whatever that is, 31%, 32, I'm not exactly sure. But well under 1/3 are even profitable, okay? And so if you look at that, 492.5 icons is the end of the light blue going to the orange. One and a half of those are the, of the 492.5, about one and a half are that 0.1%. So if we do the math in simple terms, this is not bad. So you just say, what would it be? Dollars or profit, you know, profit dollars per person, if you will, or per account. In this case, we're going for relative reasons per that one and a half. So we go two, because we know it's two out of every $3. So we're going two per one and a half. And then the other relative would be one among the one distributed among 491. So you can imagine that's a vast difference. Two distributed among one and a half versus one distributed among 491. And then we'll do the comparison directly to see the ratio. But if you do that, it makes sense. 2 divided by 1 and a half is 1.33. We're acting as though these are homogeneous. In reality, it's a normal distribution, just like anything in nature, right? So as you go down, quintiles, all that stuff, normal distribution curve. There's even distinctions, big distinctions among these far ends. And so for this split, we're just going to look at the averages among the 1.5% that are, the 0.1 making 2/3 of the profit, and the other part of the about 1/3 but less than 1/3 making 1/3 of the profit. So if we do that just on average, we can see that 1.33 is a number. You can call it dollars if you want, but it doesn't matter here. For the 1.5 icons, 1.33. But if we look at the 1 split among 491, we get what you'd think. It's under 1/100. That's 2.2031,000. So 1.33 versus, if you want to go $1.33 to think of it that way, versus 0.2 of a cent. Okay, that's how it's distributed. Put another way, then, if you put those ratios together, what is the likelihood of, on average, that 0.1% that's making 2/3 of the profit versus the rest of the profitable making the last 1/3? What is the relative profits on average? Relative profits are 655 times as high for those in that 0.1% versus the rest of all the people that are profitable on average. And again, normal distribution, so you got to take average there. But on average, 655 times as profitable the 0.1% as those making any profit at all the way down to the ones that are making a dollar. So if they had that $140 budget, it happened to that month be above water, and they made a cent off of it. That's how far down we're going. And put then the opposite way, what is the profitability of that lower group that it's in the 1/3 of the profitability, but many, many more of them, 491 of them versus every 1.5 of the 0.1% making 2/3 of the profitability? Well, they're making only 0.15 cents per every dollar that 0.1% shark area makes. So that's your long story short on the poly markets and how much you're really just in Vegas. Okay. And that's fine. People like Vegas. It's a matter of controlling that entertainment budget. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.